From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A man who shot at police in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical condition after officers returned fire on the sidelines of what had been peaceful marches, marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said detectives late Sunday had been tracking a man they feared was armed, and he was then involved in an exchange of 40 or 50 gunshots between two groups of people before shooting the officer's unmarked vehicle. Belmar said four detectives returned fire from inside the vehicle and as they pursued the gunman on foot before felling him. They were criminals. They were not protesters, Belmar said of the groups that exchanged shots. Protesters are people that are there that are talking about a way to effect change, whatever that may be. That is not what is happening here. At least six police officers were killed in a series of attacks in Turkey, and while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. Two women are suspected in the assault on the consulate in Istanbul. One was injured in a firefight with police and is in custody, while a second remains at large. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front claimed responsibility for the attack that shut down operations at the diplomatic mission. The group is considered a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. Hours earlier, in another section of Istanbul, a bomb exploded at a police station, killing one police officer, according to the English-language Hurriyet Daily News. At the same time, police were later involved in an exchange of gunfire with two attackers and killed them both. This is VOA News. The Russian government is moving ahead with the mass destruction of Western food imports banned under sanctions imposed over the standoff in Ukraine. Charles Maines reports from Moscow.
Bulldozers running over rounds of cheese, workers incinerating boxes of frozen bacon, and journalists from Russian state media breathlessly cheering the process on. All of this comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed an order to destroy all Western foodstuffs in Russia that had entered into the country despite existing sanctions. Government officials say 350 tons of banned food have been destroyed since the program went into effect earlier this month. Such moves have provoked howls of derision, criticizing the government's decision as insensitive in a country where several generations can recall times of hunger and famine. President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov signaled the Kremlin may be open to some compromise. While the food destruction program will continue for now, the government plans to discuss the online petition when it meets this week. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing Monday at the main gate of Kabul's international airport that killed five civilians, wounding 16 others. Witnesses said the target of the powerful blast was a convoy of armored vehicles transporting government officials. Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted foreign occupation forces. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian said a verdict in the espionage trial in Iran could come within a week after a Tehran court held a final closed-door hearing on Monday. Leila Ashen spoke after the fourth hearing since the trial began in May. The Post, U.S. officials, and international press freedom groups have all repeatedly condemned the proceedings and insisted Rezaian is innocent. He is currently charged with espionage and working with hostile governments. Seoul Monday accused the North Korean military of illegally crossing into the South Korean side of the DMZ and intentionally planting landmines that injured two soldiers on August 4th. The U.S.-led UN command that monitors the ceasefire between the Koreas also participated in the investigation of the incident and supports Seoul's findings. The location of the explosions was in an area that is routinely patrolled by South Korean troops, indicating that the landmines were recently planted. An improving job market and expected interest rate increases have been strengthening the value of the dollar, while worries about China's economic growth and a rising oil supply are hurting the price of oil. The dollar hit a nearly four-month high on Friday, slipping a bit in Monday's trading on uncertainty about the timing of an interest rate hike. The dollar was boosted when the U.S. unemployment rate held steady, its lowest level in 7 years. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.